This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Wednesday, July the 10th of 2024, day 192 of the year, and only 174 days to go. We are broadcasting live from Querétaro, Mexico, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place that we do stuff at. Oh, yes.
Join us on all major social media platforms, and we are Radio Big.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends and colleagues at Radio Big. No doubt about that, because that is what we get to do. So hopefully everything is good for you, and everything has been good and grand in the last 24 hours or so, because, you know, it's always important. I mean, we got to hang out yesterday on Tuesday, and today is lovely Whip 'Em Out Wednesday, so who's not going to enjoy that? Anyways, a lot of stuff to talk about today, because a lot of things have happened in the overnight. At least that's always how it feels when we start going through some of the information on the things that are happening inside of the world-o. So let's go ahead and start getting into some of the information on what's going on. So let's talk about this real quick. Our show is based on safety in the news and news and safety. If you're not familiar with what we do around here, don't worry. We're going to get into it just a bit. We have some professional broadcasters to come in and tell you a little bit about what's going on with the major headlines across the world. And then we will come in and share with you some of the rest of the information of everything that's going across the major broadcast. And then we'll also talk about a main story about halfway through the show or so. So don't worry about that information. We'll get that all rolling and bowling for you here in just in a moment. If you want to interact with the show, it's an easy process on doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com, and that'll get everything moving and grooving for you. So no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so it looks like more bad news for Boeing, and lawyers seek a massive payday for their anti-Tesla suit. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, day one of Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial was eventful. More about that as we get into some of the show business. And also, Joe Rogan returns to stand-up, and we'll talk about what that means exactly. And a 60s Westerns gets a remake. We'll talk about some details about that and some casting calls. And Prince William tours his old Wrath base. So don't worry. A lot of information on things going on inside of the world. So if you're ready to hang out, and if I'm ready to hang out, why don't we just start hanging out together and doing some things right away? By the way, if you are looking, because you are a normal listener, we are streaming on radiobig.fm. We're streaming on safetyfm.com. There is no video stream today. Probably won't be some video stream for a little time there, but don't worry about that. We'll get into all of that information as we are going through El Proceso here. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and get you into the news.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. U.S. President Joe Biden has championed the NATO alliance and promised more air defenses for Ukraine at the opening of the annual summit. He was speaking in Washington, D.C. at the start of the three-day gathering. It's the 75th anniversary of the alliance, with support for Ukraine topping the agenda. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Discussions about Ukraine's membership to NATO are very much central to this summit. The alliance plans to agree on what's being called a bridge to membership. The strength of the alliance that's now endured 75 years is also part of this summit. US President Joe Biden marked the moment during a speech at the main kickoff event on Tuesday evening.
The American people know that all the progress we've made in the past 75 years has happened behind the shield of NATO. And the American people understand what would happen if there was no NATO. Americans, they know we're stronger with our friends.
Out of the back of 3 days of meetings, we're likely to see a commitment of extra support for Kiev, a command center being built in Germany to train Ukrainians, and the promise of increased air defenses for Kiev. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
There's been consensus reached at Democratic Party meetings on whether U.S. President Joe Biden should suspend his re-election bid. The make-or-break private sessions saw Democrats in both the House and Senate discuss the president's future, but without reaching any decisions. Chair of the House Democratic Caucus, Pete Aguilar, agreed there were differing opinions at Tuesday's meeting, but pushed back on suggestions Biden is losing support.
Right now, President Biden is the nominee, and we support the Democratic nominee that will be Donald Trump.
And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre again fielded questions about Joe Biden's mental fitness to stand for re-election.
I said right here that the president was not being treated for Parkinson's. I actually went a step further and said he wasn't taking medication for Parkinson's. I said that right here.
Texans are still picking up the pieces after Hurricane Beryl slammed into the Gulf Coast on Monday. They face, though, another potentially deadlier threat. Millions are without electricity as the heat index soars to 105 Fahrenheit. That's 40 degrees centigrade. Some officials are warning it could take 2 weeks to get everyone back online. Tony Waterman has more from Austin.
State officials say strong winds and heavy rain toppled at least 10 transmission lines. Houston's main utility provider, CenterPoint Energy, says it's mobilized more than 11,000 workers and is aiming to restore power to 1 million customers by the end of Wednesday. But it warned that people in the hardest hit areas could experience extended outages as sweltering heat settles over the state.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. As Ukraine tops the agenda at the NATO Leaders' Summit getting underway in Washington, the Russians have again denied they were behind Monday's missile strike on a children's hospital in Ukraine. It was part of a daytime barrage against cities across the country that left nearly 40 people dead and 200 injured. The Ukrainians say the hospital in Kyiv will need to be completely rebuilt. President Biden, hosting the NATO summit, called the assault a horrific reminder of Russia's brutality. Hamish de Breton Gordon is a former British Army officer and former head of NATO's Rapid Reaction CBRN battalion.
Nobody should be any surprised at all that the Russians are attacking hospitals and schools. I saw them do it in Syria between 2014 and 2022. In fact, working for health agencies and NGOs in Syria, we documented 1,000 attacks on healthcare workers and hospitals. I know the Russians are claiming today that actually it was a Ukrainian Patriot missile that hit this hospital, but that is absolute rubbish. We all know, those of us who know about these things, that it's a subsonic Russian missile called a KH-101.
And at the United Nations, where the Russian ambassador insisted Moscow bears no responsibility for the attack, Ukraine's representative presented photographic evidence identifying fragments from a Russian cruise missile. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And a reminder now of the hour's top story. US President Joe Biden has championed the NATO alliance and promised more air defenses for Ukraine at the opening of the annual summit. He was speaking in Washington, D.C. at the start of the three-day gathering. It's the 75th anniversary of the alliance, with support for Ukraine topping the agenda. And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
If you think local radio sucks, wait till you hear our freeform station, Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, you're listening to something magical, all right. It's 16 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. So let's go ahead and start getting into it right away and start talking about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the shit list. While most four-year-olds are learning to count to 10 and singing their ABCs, Lydia Pearson is scaling mountains in her home state of New Hampshire, becoming the youngest person to summit 48 of the state's highest peaks. Yeah, after years of piggybacking with her mom, Lydia tried it out climbing on her own 2 feet last year, researching the summit of Mount Cannon, which has the elevation about 4,000 feet. Last month, Lydia reached the top of Mount Washington. Elevation is over 6,200 feet, completing the NH48. And cementing her name in the history books. This is according to Outside Magazine. Now, think about that real quick. All of a sudden, you're turning around and you're letting your four-year-old, yeah, I did say that, your four-year-old go ahead and doing some of this climbing. It sounds pretty pretty scary if you really think about it. I mean, I have a four-year-old. I can't even control her in regards of some of the stuff that I want her to do. So imagine, you know, doing these high-risk things when it's all said and done. It makes it pretty interesting when you start thinking about it. Let's talk about some other stuff. The lawyers who successfully blocked Elon Musk's compensation package with Tesla want the judge to compensate them handsomely for their services. Worth remembering, the nuanced suit was brought by a Tesla shareholder after the board had approved Musk's performance-based compensation package that was worth more than $55 billion because Musk hit the very aggressive milestone the board laid out. And so the lawyers say that they want $7 billion with a B in fees in form of Tesla stock, no less. By contrast, lawyers who helped put the small Enron coffin in 2008 earned the record setting $688 million in legal fee payout, one-tenth of what these guys are seeking. For what it's worth, law firms commonly receive about one-third of the sum of the recovery of a suit, or, you know, so the 11% that they are seeking in this case is technically a discount. No word yet on the timeline and what the judge is going to be making the ruling of. This is according to the AP. So, I don't know. What do you think about that? So, you blocked, essentially, the main person of the company, the founder, the CEO, so on, and you're saying, nope, you cannot get your $70 billion compensation, what you are entitled of getting in regards of, you know, the lawyers is all of a sudden $7 billion. Now, what I want to know, though, is the whole thing, the $7 billion in stock. That is what I would love to know.
Duh.
Because that's going to be an important portion of the whole story. No doubt about that. Anyways, don't drink and drive, and really don't drink and drive and then pass out behind the wheel in the Taco Bell drive-thru line. Police in Central Florida responded to this very scene last week at 10 a.m. Yes, I didn't say p.m. I did say a.m. when they found a 34-year-old Marcus Jamar asleep behind the wheel of his car and idled in the drive-through lane. Officers described Jamar as a sweating profusely, reeking of alcohol and weed with bloodshot eyes. He also had someone else's ID, a stick of gum, and a receipt from his food order. Oh, and an open bottle of Crown Royale and fentanyl pills. Yeah, that makes it a little bit more exciting. Jamar was arrested and charged with a handful of felonies. And this is according to ABC. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that will play a factor in regards of things going on. And that's coming out of Polk County, out of good old Florida there. Yeah. You know, you can't say much when people say, you know, the Florida man, because you start looking at it and go, wow, this gets a little scary when we start talking about some of the information. No doubt about it. Anyway, speaking of drugs, a Detroit man was arrested after running from cops and throwing bags of cocaine onto the roof of a Red Lobster in a Texas roadhouse while on foot. The bags were about 20 grams of blow in total were recovered, and the man eventually was caught with more than $1,000 in cash. This is according to CBS Detroit. So let's see, you're running from the cops and your solution here is to start throwing the bags of drugs. In regards of what's going on, at what time do you just call it, and do you say, "Okay, life is good and things should go on"? I mean, I don't know. I always wonder about weird things like that. Anyways, the hits are coming for Boeing. Take a listen to this: a United Airlines jet leaving Los Angeles on Monday lost main landing gear wheel during takeoff. Fortunately, the plane successfully landed in Denver, and no one was injured. The wheel was promptly recovered. This is according to NBC News, and it gets worse. In the month of May, Boeing shipped just three 737 MAX jets, one which went to Alaska Airlines to replace the plane whose doors plug blew out earlier in the year. Boeing ended up the first half of the year with a gross sales down of 70% over the year. This is according to CNN. So think about that. So wouldn't that be extremely strange? All of a sudden you're going to take a flight and you notice it's a 737. You're probably going to have some questions if, there's some alternative methods on what you can do. I mean, I would just probably ask that question, no doubt about it.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know if I'm trying to be entertaining. I'm just trying to keep it real. No doubt about that. Anyways, archaeologists in Indonesia believe that they have found the oldest known cave painting that would be over around 50,000 years old. The art uses red pigment to depict a 3-foot-wide wild pig next to three human figures. One researcher explains that the two of these figures are holding objects of some kind, and at least one figure seems to be reaching towards the pig's face. Another figure is positioned directly above the pig's head in an upside down position. If it checks out, it would be older than the previously discovered cave painting that was about 10,000 years old. So think about that. 50,000 years old. Now think about this real quick. I always get kind of weirded out when you start finding some of these paintings, because imagine just some of the random doodles that you've ever done with a pen and paper. I know I'm going old school there when I start talking about that, but some random stuff that you've done. How weird would that be if all of a sudden someone found it and then you go, yeah, you know, it meant something. So an image of the cave painting narrative cave art in Indonesia, they're guesstimating is 51,200 years old. Now there are pictures online of this. It's kind of rough taking a look at it and trying to figure out what exactly it makes out. But then again, I'm not an archaeologist. As a matter of fact, I'm not a lot of things when we start talking about it, when it's all said and done. Anyways, actress Joan Benedict has died. She passed away on June the 24th in Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles of complications from a stroke. Benedict is the best known for her role in General Hospital. She was 96 at the time of the passing. Also, musician Joe Bonzell has died. He passed away on Tuesday from complications of ALS. Bonzell is the best known for being part of the tenor of the Oak Ridge Boys. He was 76 at the time of his passing. Also, former Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe has died. He passed away on Tuesday, surrounded by his family, per a statement from his former aide. Inhofe was from Oklahoma's longest-serving senator from 1994 to 2023. He was 89 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about, no doubt about that. Take a listen to this one. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is expecting her first child with current boyfriend and former fiancé Ken Erker. She's 32, no word of his age. The news comes just 3 months after Blanchard filed for divorce from Ryan Anderson, whom she wed while in prison serving time in her second-degree murder for the 2015 homicide of her mom. That seems like a lot of stuff going on in a very short period of time when you start giving some thought process behind that one, no doubt about that. Also, in some other news, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost about 52 points to close at 39,291 on Tuesday. The S&P ticked up about 4 points to close at 5,576, and the NASDAQ increased by 25 points to close at $18,429. West Texas Intermediate closed at $81 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $82 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.51 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin continued to rebound on Tuesday, up about 2%, trading right around 57,800. There was more than 4,880 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, with about 445 cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $41 million jackpot or a $19.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you still have the opportunity to do so.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Andrea English, the most recent of Sean Combs' accusers, is ready to tell her story, but for a price, of course. Before she will agree to an interview, English wants several things promised to her, including two first-class flights from L.A. to New York City for her and her husband, plus two additional flights for her attorney. She also wants two nights stay in a four-star hotel and for hair, makeup, and wardrobe services to be provided ahead of the interview. No word yet whether anyone has agreed to the list, but should someone bite, they would get an earful from English, who claims she endured emotional trauma, including intimacy issues and painful memories at the hands of Combs, who allegedly sex trafficked her. This is according to TMZ. Makes it some interesting stuff, no doubt about that. So the ex-porn star is accusing Diddy of sexual assault and sex trafficking, and is now a hot demand for the interview. But to land it, you know, it's going to be kind of expensive. Now, I wonder, the question that I ask here is, why is the ticket have to be from L.A. to New York City? Wouldn't it really have to vary depending on where the interview is taking place, opposed to some random assumption of this is where we're going to go? I mean, I'm just asking. It seems kind of a weird one. At least to me it does, but I don't know. So anyways, take a listen to this. Alec Baldwin was spotted outside of the Santa Fe courthouse on Tuesday of day one of the manslaughter trial. He was joined by his wife, who cradled their youngest child, the one-year-old daughter. So there you go. Baldwin's brother, Stephen Baldwin, was also spotted in the courtroom. The goal of the day was to begin jury selection. Jurors are expected to get the case after a 9-day trial. What? Jurors are expected to get the case after a 9-day trial. If convicted, Baldwin would face up to 18 months in prison. Yes, 18 months in prison on what exactly is going on there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, no doubt about that. So the trial for his role on the fatal shooting. So I don't know. If you take a look at it, there are some questions to probably be asked. Here's some things to think about. What is the case against Alec Baldwin? What must be provided for a guilty verdict? And let's talk about that. Prosecutors have two alternative standards for proving the charge. One is based on the negligence of use of the firearm, and the other one is proving beyond a reasonable doubt that Baldwin acted in total disregard of or indifference for the safety of others. Two major themes that were predominant in the trial was one large, one small, the chaotic atmosphere of the movie set, and the details of the Italian-made classic revolver that Baldwin pointed at Hutchins. Baldwin's team scored a major victory of the first of these days before the trial started when the judge ruled out the role of co-producer for the film was not relevant. Only his status as lead actor. Baldwin's producer has just been important to the prosecutor's argument that contributed to the workplace environment that led to the shooting. Some other questions to think about: how will another armorer conviction affect the case? What is Baldwin's defense? Who is expected to testify in the trial? How long is Alec Baldwin's trial expected to last? So a lot of things to think about as we are talking. This, and it's going to be interesting trying to find some jurors for this, and let me explain why I say that. Tell me of someone that you know that has not heard about this case in one way, shape, or form, because it's one of those interesting ones. It's one of those ones that you take a look at it and you go, I don't know of a lot of people that have not heard about this case. So will they be able to be biased or non-biased when they actually get into this? Maybe that's going to be the other question to think about. Anyways, a haunted New Orleans mansion once owned by Nicolas Cage is on the market for $10.25 million. The 10,000 square foot, 8-bedroom, 10-bathroom home is currently owned by a man named Michael Whalen, who bought the place for about $2.1 million in 2010 after Cage lost it in foreclosure. In the past 14 years, Whalen has spent about $4 million on renovations, including adding a speakeasy off the primary bedroom. History lesson here: the home was originally built in 1830, but suffered a devastating fire in 1834, which revealed the horror within the owners with abusing and torturing the slaves. The land was sold in 1837, and the current residence, replicating the original, was built on the spot. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Makes it a little bit more interesting on the house. I mean, in the house, it looks kind of beautiful from the outside. It is kind of a corner lot in regards to where it actually stands. So it is, it's a pretty interesting place. By looks alone, no doubt about that. So if that is the restore to the original, might be something to take a look at if you're in the market for a house and have $10.1 million sitting around. Anyways, we talked about Joe Rogan at the top of the hour. Let's talk a little bit more about this. Joe Rogan is returning to Netflix with his third stand-up special titled Burn the Boats, marking his first special in 6 years. It will also be his first to be recorded live. Rogan's past specials on streamers included 2018's Joe Rogan's Strange Times and in 2016 Joe Rogan's Triggered. Burn the Boats will premiere on August the 3rd. This is according to The Wrap. So are you excited about this one? What are you expecting? It's going to be some interesting times, no doubt about that, as we are talking. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and do that thing that we do right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So, you know, we start time and start talking and we start taking a look at all the stuff that we can talk about and stuff that we want to discuss that are going on inside of the organization. And we sometimes go into some weird aspects, but really give some thought process on some of the things that are going on. Yesterday, we were talking about speaking the truth, not so much fight the power, but truth to power in regards to the things that are going on. And as you take a look at this, maybe some of the part of the conversation is, how do you develop the environment to be able to do this? How do you develop the environment to be able to have discussions to change the way that things happen inside of the organization? Like, if you were taking a look this morning and you said, okay, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have open conversations within our organization and no problem whatsoever when it comes to it, could you feel 100% that that is accurate? Or do you look at it and go, well, I know this guy inside of X department, this gal in X department that will tell me exactly what's going on, but not everyone will. I mean, do you feel like there's more of those conversations than the other conversations? And the reason why I reference this is because there's a lot of times to talk about some of the information that is not discussed. And some of the best ways of doing this is by a learning team. If you've not been familiar with the learning teams, I would probably tell you to look up books by Blake Edwards with the assistance of Andrea Baker that he wrote a few years back, and her and him wrote a few years back. Also, you might want to take a look at some of Brett Sutton's work in regards of what he's talked about in regards of learning teams. If you're not familiar with these concepts, general concept is you get a group together without a management staff, somebody who is a note taker, and they're able to start listing problems that are going on within the organization. I'm talking about problems that they know that these are going to be the next issues that happen inside of the organization. Because let's be realistic, some of the workers that are there know exactly what the problem spots are inside of the org. Like, think about it real quick. If you are inside of a facility and you continuously have a worker who works on this same machine every day, day in and day out, they know exactly every nuance that needs to be done for the machine to be, we'll call it primed, for the machine to work properly, all the things that they do for everything to happen with that machine. So they can tell you exactly what is going to happen next. Now, think about how simple of that process it is. If your employees, team members, start having these conversations with you, if they start having these conversations and give you information on here's the problem, here's the way that we know that we can resolve the issue, and these are the things that we need to be looking for, and we understand budgeting concerns within the organization, and this is the best way for us to be able to resolve the issue. Think about how simple some of the stuff will be in regards of getting some of that information out there, in regards of doing some of these repairs and doing some of these things that you will be concerned about that there might be an issue going forward. It's weird. It's weird that sometimes we tend to forget that the thing or the people that drive the workplace, the people that are in the workplace, are the people that bring the most value to your organization. Some people think that it's equipment. Some people think that it's the newest technology. No, it's the people that change the org. It's the people that are there that help everything move forward. Think about that for a moment. Think about the impact that one employee slash team member has inside of your organization on how their input can change things that are going on within the organization. But that's the thing that we have to talk about. Are we able, are we willing to have these open conversations? Are you willing to do these things that would be with the learning team? Are you willing to have these conversations in real time and say, okay, we are seeing what you're claiming that the problems are, so let's go ahead and correct those things moving forward. Now, maybe that is something to think about today.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Okay, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, this right here, Top of the World, 32 Stitches, that's the band. Song is readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. We would like to thank 32 Stitches for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. When you get a chance, you might want to give this a little streamer emer action. You know, we like to play a little bit of everything around here, no doubt about that. Especially if you go with us to the top of the hour. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, Top of the World, baby. That's what it is on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Thanks for everybody who's been interacting inside of the box. No doubt about that. You know, nothing better than live. You know how it goes around here. Okay, thanks, 32 Stitches. Let's go ahead and get you back into our little show real quick. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. So let's go ahead and move forward a little bit in regards to some other things. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, click on anything that's related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. And if you're looking for, let's see, if you're looking for crisis hotlines, I can give you numbers right away. You can text TWLOHA to 741741 if you're in the US or Canada. If you are in, let's see, if you are in the UK, text the word shout to 85258. If you're in Ireland, you can text the word home to 50808. Or you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can call or text them at 988. There's a trans lifeline at 877-565-8860 or the Trevor Project at 866-488-7386. So always some information for you right there, readily available. So there you go. TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says find help, because I'm going to tell you, it could change your life. It could change exactly what's going on. Or maybe you just need someone to speak with. Not a problem. Either way, a readily available information for you. So keep that in mind as we are talking. Anyways, let's get back into some other things. Beauty is in the iris of the beholder. You might think that when it comes to facial attractiveness, eye color might be among the strongest factors, but not so, says a new research. But oddly, the size of your irises, a study published in the Journal of Cognition determined that people appear more attractive when their irises are expanded, showing more brightness in their eyes. The irises is colored part of the eye surrounded of the pupil. Pupil size is controlled by the atomic bodily functions, usually triggered by changes in light. Researchers have also found that the eye color had no significant bearing on perceived attractiveness. We look more attractive when our pupils are smaller. Weird, because I've always been told that I look better in the dark. Well, you know that's what the guy says with large irises, just throwing that out there. I mean, it kind of gets kind of interesting when you start thinking about this. Take a listen to this one. Some of Walmart stores in Toronto are experimenting with what they are calling a sensory-friendly experience to make shopping trips easier for those with disabilities who are sensitive to busy environments or just looking for some peace and quiet while they're doing things. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at participating store, the lights are lowered, the music is shut off, and announcements are halted. TVs in the entertainment section are on display a blue screen and are off, of course, the silence. And while the idea isn't new, it's becoming more popular these days with grocers, toy stores, and even theaters dabbling into this practice. A Walmart spokesperson points out that the program is not only for those with sensitivities, but also those who prefer to spend a bit of time and not feel rushed while they might be during their prime shopping hours. But they can also please do something about that beep sound. I hear every stinking item that when you scan it before you get it out of the store. I mean, that might be something to look at. They also have dedicated day who people who promise not to block the grocery aisles with their cart. Maybe that's something to think about as well. Wouldn't that be an interesting one? We're not going to block anything for today. Maybe that's the other standpoint to take a look at. Are you enjoying the birds? Can you hear them? Yeah. Oh, apparently they've decided to hang out at the window next to where I'm at, as you can hear them pretty strongly there. Anyway, let's continue talking about some other things. Why don't we go ahead and do this real quick? Why don't we go ahead and bring in some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Wanda. Susan B. Anthony said, "I think the girl who is able to earn her own living and pay her own way should be as happy as anybody on earth. The sense of independence and security is very sweet." I think this goes for anyone, by the way. If you're not currently earning your own living, it should be a goal to find a way to contribute. You'll be amazed at what a difference that will make in your life. I remember my first job. I worked for my dad for a long time before working for anyone else, but my first paid job was on a farm when I was 12 years old. I would shovel pig manure and toss bales. I also had the chance to drive a tractor and a truck. There were many things that I learned there that stayed with me forever.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Hello. I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Few things in life are more important than our choice of friends. They will influence our values, help shape our character, and determine to no little degree what we make of ourselves. Choose them wisely, and they will prove to be an invaluable asset. By the same token, the wrong friends can cause you more grief than you can imagine. Proverbs 13 says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." Lord Jesus, give us a discerning spirit. Help us to choose our friends wisely. Your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know if it's too stupid. There's a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about. Anyways, let's talk about some whack facts real quick because it is Wednesday. When you snap your fingers, it moves at about the speed of 20 miles per hour. The stomach of an adult can hold 1.5 liters of material. Think about that. That's approximately one big gulp. About 700 grapes go into a bottle of wine. A new word in English is created every 98 minutes. Ounce by ounce, nutritious food costs about up to 10 times more than junk food, and the average person unlocks their smartphone. Are you ready for this? 110 times a day. Yes, 110 times a day. That's something to think about. Anyways, if you're looking at some things that happened back on this date, let's go back to, 1995. Hugh Grant appears on The Tonight Show just days after being caught knocking boots with a hooker in L.A. Leno famously opened with the question, "What in the hell were you thinking?" Grant said, "I did a bad thing." He went on to apologize and explains the situation. He was initially scheduled to be on the show to promote his major movies 9 months. That happened back in 1995. If you're looking at for some birthdays for today, let's talk about some of them. Perry Edwards turns 31. Will Smith, the baseball player, not the actor, turns 35. Antonio Brown, 36. Jessica Simpson, 44. Jackie Chun, 45. Sofia Vergara turns 52. And Phyllis Smith turned 73 today. That's some birthdays for you, if you wanted to know. Also, just in case, Nikola Tesla, the inventor of electric motor and AC power, yeah, it would have been his birthday today, but he passed away back in 1943. Just throwing that out there as an idea. Also, if you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those. It's National Kitten Day, National Pina Colada Day, Global Energy Independence Day, Chronic Disease Awareness Day, Don't Step on a Bee Day, Teddy Bear Picnic Day, and Pick Blueberries Day. I guess that's quite a few days to celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you as well. For my next relationship, I'm going to need $1,500 in a security deposit. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine somebody actually telling you that? That would be an interesting one. I guess before I get into the phone start, I should probably reference this. If you have not heard, we are putting on Todd Conklin's third Conklin Conference coming up in Santa Fe, New Mexico on September the 10th through the 12th, happening right there in Santa Fe. We'll have multiple speakers hanging out talking about the world of human and organizational performance. You'll have appearances by Mark Yustin, Bob Edwards, Andrea Baker, Jennifer Long, just to name a few. It's going to be a 2-day event covering, well, really 10th, 11th, and 12th, as you take a look at it. We'll be covering all kinds of information during that time. I'll be there hosting in regards of what we have going on. I'm sure we will do a live broadcast, one or two, or even a few recordings as we are there. We'd love to see you there. To find out more information, go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io. for more information. So there you go. Anyways, if you need a phone starter for today, what's something that you had to learn the hard way? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Stats show that people are more likely to do this at work on Wednesday. What is it? It's actually fall asleep. I don't know. Do you fall asleep at work? I can think about working one time for 30 some odd hours straight, and I fell asleep on the floor at work for like 20 minutes. I remember doing that, but that was a long, long time ago. Neither here nor there to talk about, that's for sure. So there you go. That's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. You get to hang out with Sheldon Primus if you hang out here on Safety FM. If you go over to the Radio Big side of the house, I will be talking for the next couple of hours or so. We'll be talking about entertainment, news, and music news, of course. And then we'll be playing all the music that we can get a hold of. No doubt about that whatsoever. But if you hang out here, Sheldon Primus will talk about the world of safety consulting, because that is what he does. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is a listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. There is no doubt about that. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The moment when you doubt you can fly, you cease ever being able to do so. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Just to get what we want, still chasing the wind.